Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are grateful in it, Lord God. Father, we thank you for allowing us to pray for the children every Tuesday. Father, you said where two or more gather together in your name, you are in the midst. So we thank you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you right now, oh God. You are a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous Father. You are faithful in all your ways. So, Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name right now. We honor you as King. We honor you as Lord. We honor you as Father. We honor you as the Almighty Shepherd, Lord God. And Father, we repent before you for everything that we have done against your will. Forgive us, O God, creating us that clean heart, O God. Father, we thank you for the children in Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. We're grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. You are the righteous King. You are the King of kings. You are the Almighty Father. You are the Lord that we need, the Lord God Almighty, Almighty in the heavens, Almighty in the earth. And Lord, we thank you, O God, for allowing us to get needed rest every day with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We serve you, the Almighty Father, the Almighty God, the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, the Lord God Almighty in the earth realm, the Lord God that created us, the one that formed and shaped us in our mother's belly. Lord, we thank you that, oh God, we could call upon your mighty name morning, noon, and night, and you've already heard before we call. We're so grateful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are our Lord and our Savior, the King of kings, the Almighty Father. Lord, we need you today more than we did yesterday. We are grateful that you are a faithful Father. And Lord, you said in your word concerning your children, faith without works is dead. So, Father, we thank you for leading and guiding us in a plain path. You are a shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer, Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. We're calling on your mighty name, your holy name. We are grateful right now, oh God, that we could call on your name. We are grateful, Father, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy, righteous name. Father, there's no God great like, no God holy like you, no God mighty like you. We're calling on your name today. We're calling on your name as Abba, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. You're the Almighty Father. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are the one that we need. You're the one that sticketh closer than a brother or a sister. Father, we need you today. We need you now, oh God, more than the skin on our bones. We need you now, Father. We need you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we appreciate you today. We bless and honor you. We thank you that you are our Father, which art in heaven. Thank you, Lord God, that you are a peacemaker in the midst of a storm, in the midst of confusion. But we are thanking you today for being the peacemaker that we need, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are thanking you for your precious love. Your love is so amazing. We are amazed that you love us in spite of, in the name of Jesus. We are amazed that you are, the great King, our Lord and our Shepherd, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to lead and guide us daily in the name of Jesus in a plain path in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor your presence today. We thank you for who you are. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. You are the God of impossibility. You're the one true and living God that sticks closer than anybody. You're the one that we can count on in the midst of situations that we face that seem impossible, Lord. And we thank you today, Father. We thank you that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name. Well, good afternoon. Thank God for each of you all. Thank God for you all coming on. God loves you so much. I love each of you. And we are grateful for the children. We are grateful for the adults. We're so grateful that you joined us this afternoon. This is a wonderful day. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, my God. 1 Corinthians 13 is the book of love. And it talks about the love of God for us. And, you know, it talks about if we say we love each other, if we say we love God, it's not the truth. So we thank God that he's teaching us every day how to love ourselves, how to love him, how to love ourselves, and how to love each other. So we are so grateful today you joined us from every city, every state of the nation where you're coming from. Oh, yeah, God is there, too. He's in New Orleans. He's in Oklahoma. He's in California. He's in, you know, Texas, Florida, New York, Alabama. He's all over the world. Isn't he amazing? Yeah, God is so amazing. He's an amazing God. We just thank the great God, yeah, the great creator, the mighty I am. And he loves the children. He said, allow the children to come unto me. Suffer little children come unto me. And don't stop them. Don't forbid them because they are part of my kingdom too. They didn't come to just sit on the bench. Hold on, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God today. The B-I-B-L-E. Teach the children about the word of God. Oh, yeah, they grow up with the word written on the tables of their hearts that they would not sin against God. So we thank each of you all for coming on today. We have Miss Natalie on with us. She's going to sing today. Hi, Miss Natalie. How are you?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Natalie?
Okay. Good.
How was school today?
Good.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Natalie. What are you going to sing, Natalie?
Does Jesus love me?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Jesus loves me.
Does Jesus love me?
All right, go ahead, Natalie.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible told me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible told me so.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Natalie. How old are you again, Natalie?
I'm 4.
I'm 4.
What'd she say? I know it already, huh? I just want to tell everybody how old you are. You're 4. How old is your baby brother?
1.
1 year old? We love you, Natalie. Thanks for coming on. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. Well, all the way from Florida, we have some young men that's going to be praying for us. They're Sister Julia's great-grandchildren and Joe. Good afternoon, you guys. How you doing?
Hi, my name is Zaire, and I'm 7 years old. Hi, my name is King, and I'm 6 years old. And thank you for God that died on the cross for me.
I'm King, and I'm 5 years old.
Praise God.
Thank
God
for
your prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all harm and evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You're making me love and the green pastures. Besides still waters, here stores my soul. Even if I flush for a man's back, he has a walk through the shadow there. I feel no evil for God written. The law is still that comes to me. I'll pray before me in a place of my ease. Come out of my hand, oh, my cup on your door. She may goods and mercy to follow me all the days of my life. I should do it forever. Amen. Trouble. We got it. My body's out. I'm my soul. I want to tell you. All come perfectly. All come perfectly. I come again and receive you. Into myself. I am. Maybe I'm so. In the way you know. God, thank you for my brothers, thank you for my sister, thank you for my mama, thank you for my daddy, thank you for the gift of life, thank you for myself, amen. God, thanks for my brothers, thanks for my sister, thanks for my mama, thanks for my daddy. Thank you for the gift of life, thanks for myself, amen. Thanks for the day I never seen before, amen. God, thanks for myself, thank you for the day I never seen before. Thanks for the gift of life, thanks for the gift of life, for my daddy, for my mama, amen.
Joe?
Hey.
I'm a Father in the heaven, King, talking the power of the Lord, in the name of the love of God. You know, I'm your husband, my cousin, Zaire King, lot of the things you and the praise in the Lord.
Can me and Zaire sing a song and Joe, can we please say a little song?
Okay, go ahead.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus, to break every chain, 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 break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. I feel a chain falling. I feel a chain falling.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you all so much. Beautiful. Thank God for the songs and the prayers. Oh, my God. We thank God for the children. We thank God for the youth. God is an amazing God, and I thank God for his love for each one of you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for Adelie, for her parents. We thank you for her grandparents. We thank you for what you're doing in little Adelie. As the word of God is being taught to her, it is being written on the tables of her heart. I thank you that she will be faithful to you all the days of her life. In the name of Jesus, bless her little brother. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for divine protection, divine direction for them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for Zaire, Zan, and King, and Joe. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you to bless the children. We thank you, Father God, for encouraging them. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness to them. We thank you, Lord, that they are part of your kingdom, and they are doing great things in the kingdom of God. We pray a hedge of protection around them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank God for each of you all today. Well, you know, we're going to pray for the children. But we thank God for Vivian. Vivian is back from India. She's on.
Great.
Vivian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to everyone. God bless each one of you.
Amen.
Amen. We're so happy. We pray for you often. Every time we were on and even in our private time, we pray prayers for you. You want to share
Amen.
Just about a little 2 or 3 minute testimony of maybe something that you experienced there that you could share with us?
Well, I really would love to share about the children because this is what it's all about, the children. And I went to different schools. I think I went to about 4 or 5 different schools. I prayed for the children. I taught the children. They wanted my autographs. I mean, the children were so loving and so kind. And I asked them, had anybody ever visited them from America? And they said, no, I was the first one. And I gave speeches to them. And I said, oh, my God, I feel like a Michelle Obama. I didn't know I was what God was going to allow me to say. But, God, you know, God said, just open your mouth and he'll speak to you. I wish I could send all of you all the pictures of the children that that I visited with and how they received my love, and I did receive, and I, how I hugged them. I would say, you know, there was one child, I taught his hands, and this child's hand felt like bricks. I hurry up and pull my hand back. Children are hurting so bad all over the world, y'all. And to go to these different countries, you wouldn't believe it. What you see that these people are showing on television is real. They might show the same thing over and over, but it's real. This is a real world on the outside of the United States. And the pastor, the father there, where I talked to child's hand, I don't know whether it was the same one, he said some of these children don't have houses. And when I walked in that classroom, they didn't have a chair to sit in. They were sitting on the ground. They was writing on the ground. They were dirty and dusty. And it just touched my heart so much to see how blessed our children is in America. And still, they complain. We complain about different things. But when you go in other parts of the world and see how children, they are living in huts, don't have these little, with these little bamboo straws for their covering. And when there's rain come through, like those monsoon rains or whatever, you know, they got to deal with that. They might have to run some other place. But it's nothing like here. These children need our love. These children need our prayers. Don't forget the children that's in different countries, because they are going through things. They don't know nothing else but to go through that, you know. And those are hardships, and that's why God wants us to pray for them, you know. If we have something to give, like one father say, you can't give that. Just take up a donation and send it to one and say, this is for that school or however. Don't try to make the world your own. But we always can reach out in love. And today is about love, loving those children and praying for them that's in foreign countries. Because we have more than India. We have so many African countries that children need our love. Who would ever thought you see children sitting on the ground in the dirt, dust, writing on paper in the dust? That took my heart, y'all. I saw things and I witnessed things and I took pictures of things that we will never see here. But when you go on your own as an individual and they take you around, you'll see many things. I say bless y'all and bless the children. Whoever you think about to pray for, pray for them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Vivian. Sister Vivian, at some point I'm going to call you. And you can give us, you know, the address, how, where we can send the money. Maybe we can all, you know, donate and send the money through you to India. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it would be to Father, what's it called, in Assam.
No,
Assam is in the western part of Africa.
Yeah, I'll call you and get the info from you so that we'll all have it and we can, you know, all send it to you. How's that?
That'll be good.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate the pictures you sent me through Messenger and keeping in touch. Sister Vivian and I kept contact through Facebook Messenger. We text each other, and she sent me pictures of a couple of the children, and they were just, oh, my God. It was just such a loving picture. I appreciate it. So I thank God. Now, we're going to be praying for the children in just a moment. But I want to tell you something that's very, very important. This is extremely important for parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, uncles and aunts. This is concerning children. Yesterday, I got a strange text on my phone. I mean, you know, I get texts, but this was from a strange number. And I said to myself, I said, I wonder who this is from. And so I pulled the text. I mean, I checked the text. And I'm going to pull it up here in just a moment. And I'm going to read it to you. And I do believe that our children sometimes get strange texts on their phone. I think there may be a way that we can protect them from getting these strange calls, but a strange text. So this text was saying something to me like they knew me. They said, did you forget about your appointment at the beauty store tomorrow? So I texted them back, and I'm glad I did. It says, I didn't forget. I don't even know who you are. Person said, this is, and they gave their name, and they said, did not save their number. So in my spirit, I knew something wasn't right. But see, children are not going to be able to know this. We have to protect them. And so she told me her name and her number. She said, is it that my best friend, Miss Catherine's number? And I put, and I tried to call the number. The person didn't answer me. So I said, I just called you, and I asked, well, where did we meet, and how do I know you? And I don't know Catherine. And she said, I just checked the number, and my friends are only one friend's number is only one number apart. My negligence caused me to send you the wrong message. I'm really sorry. I put no problem. God bless you and your family. She texted me back. And she said, thank you for understanding. You are a kind person. If you don't mind, can we chat and make friends? Now, how many times do our children get these kind of texts? We have to check with our children. And so I texted her back, call me. She would never call me. This woman sent me a so-called picture of her. Now, I don't know if this is the picture of this person that's texting me. It said her name, said she was from California. So I sent her a biblical text. And then she asked me, what did the text mean? So I told her God loved her. And she said, if you don't mind, can we have a chat and make friends? So I sent her another one. Please read Psalm 23. So I text her Psalm 23 so she could listen to it. And she still insisted about her name. So after I sent her the text to listen to Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, she never called me back. She never texted me anymore. But in other words, what I'm saying is we have got to watch over our children. Our children have to be checked. Their phones must be checked regularly. Their phones need to be blocked from regular phone calls other than family or, you know, maybe some of their friends. But there are predators out there. I heard something happened on Facebook years ago where this parent said child. And the child got a and said, listen, can you meet at the mall? And they said, my name is blah, blah, blah. And they asked the child, how old are you? And so the child told them how old they were. And the child, they said, oh, yeah, I'm your age, too. Let's meet at the mall, but let's not tell anybody. How many of these texts are our children getting? There are sexual predators that are exploiting our children. There are pedophiles. These are people who are sexually attracted to children. They're in neighborhoods. They're having conversations through text messages. There's something called Snapchat, and they can send pictures, but the pictures don't stay on there long. So one of the things with Snapchat is that they have these conversations through text, and then they could send a picture, but the picture's not on there very long. So we have to start monitoring our children's cell phones, iPads, whatever way, internet, everything that they get on. We have got to be very, very careful and pay attention to what our children are looking at. You know, sometimes they be so intently listening on the phone, and you check them and they'll click it off. You don't know what they were on or what they were listening to. But we have to be careful to protect our children. We got to, and some of them don't even need a cell phone. They're too young. I know sometimes when you send them to school, you send them with that phone to protect them so if it's an emergency, they can dial. But you need to lock down everything else from, you know, doing school. let them call 911 and you, but not all these friends and what have you. And, you know, sometimes they come to church, they be on these cell phones. People don't know what they're looking at. They're smart. They click it when you come near them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray a hedge of protection around our children. We pray that parents will closely monitor their children so that they are not being kidnapped. They're not being monitored by the enemy through chat, through cell phones, through iPads, through internet. They're not getting strange messages. So, Father, we put that off at the and we decree and declare that our children are in a safe place in you. No hurt, harm, or danger will come nigh them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
All right. It's prayer time. Prayer time. Anybody got anything they want to share before we move on concerning what I just read? Or all right. Okay, well, I'm going to ask Sister Lanny if she would pray for against oppression, depression, and, you know, that our children would be joyful and happy and et cetera. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful that you are our peace. We thank you, Father, that it is you that calls the light of joy and hope to shine through us in the earth. Your word say in Second Chronicles 4 that you have commanded the light inside of us to shine. And that's because we have given our lives to you, and we've opened the door for you to Lord in us. Our children do not understand the need to invite you in without our guidance. And without our guidance, they will slump into a place that the enemy will attract them to some wrong elements, some wrong thoughts, some wrong deeds that will cause them eventually to be depressed and to feel less than joy. Why? Because you are joy. You are love. You so love the word that you gave your son because you loved us. So, God, we pray now for those children who have not heard about you. We pray for those children who do not know that you already have this everlasting love for them. And because they don't know the love of you, they don't know the love of Jesus and the hope of them in the Holy Spirit and the works that you have purposed them to do, they find they have no purpose. They find that there is no reason for them to try to seek after light. Hallelujah, because we know, God, your word say the entrance of the word brings light. Hallelujah. So we ask, Father, in Jesus' name, that the light of the word, they will experience the light of the word through teaching, through someone being in their lives to remind them the hope that they have in Christ Jesus. My God, in Jesus' name, we lift up children who right now in that state of depression and oppression, and that the enemy has positioned them to take all their joy, to destroy all of their hope. There's nothing more beautiful, Father, than a happy child. And a child is happy because they have experienced love. They have experienced care. They have experienced protection. Father, in Jesus' name, we lift these children up to you, God, that you will send ministry to them. Thank you for what you did through Sister Vivian, just her presence there and knowing who she is in God and knowing the value of a child. Children are blessed because she was in their presence. We pray, Father, for that continuance in every space all over the world, that the body of Christ that you have already assigned us to be, that we would become vigilant, as Sister G said, to protect the children and to teach them to know who they are, so they can have this hope and have this joy and have an opportunity to smile and be happy. Hallelujah, God, we pray for ministry for them. Now we bind the enemy and every assault that he has set against them, every trap that Sister G talked about. whether it's that kind of trap or trap another kind of way, we come against the enemy in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over these children. We pray, Father, for a Holy Spirit breakthrough of dunamis power that will bring them hope in you and you alone. It's in the name of Jesus we pray for divine intervention that the children who have been depressed, oppressed, and saddened will find joy when they hear about the revelation of who Jesus is. Thank you for ministry that will overtake them and rescue them from the clutches of the enemy. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Vivian, can you pray against kidnapping and cover sex trafficking and slavery?
Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that there is a time of rivalry here in Louisiana. And Lord, we know that much sex trafficking could go on here. We bind every evil force of sex trafficking and everything that has to do with the torture of our children, Father God, all around the country, God. Father, let not our children be used, but for to glorify you. Father God, we bind the enemy on every hand. We love to steal, kill, and destroy. Father God, so many have come here to visit this city, oh, Father God, oh, God, to enjoy. Father God, but we know that the enemy is lurking, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch our children, oh, God, in different cities, oh, God, where the enemy is trying to, oh, God, turn their life another way, God, to cause them to live another way, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are lifting up our children to you, Father, Lord God, and we're placing them in your hands. Lord, because in your hands there is safety. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God. Lord, your love, oh God, is enough, God, because we are celebrating a love day. But this love is forever, God, over every child, little boy, little girl. Oh, Father God, that needs to be kept by you, oh, Father God. We command the enemy out in the name of Jesus that he cannot, he will not, oh, God, have anything to do with our children, sexual-wise or thievery-wise or anything, oh, God, that would love to touch our children and put things in their ears to cause them to stray from you, Lord God, or to run away from home, or to, oh, God, bow down to anything on a phone in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, direct our children's footsteps, oh, God, that they may walk in the footsteps of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We thank God for Brother James being on with us. Brother James, if you could pray, you don't have to call the names, but I'm going to call them out, is pray for children to stay off of certain websites like pornography, Snapchat, Discord, Yik Yak, Among Us, Twitter, Omology, Hoop, Kit, Valktap, Robolex, and Yarn. I don't even know what half of them are, but I looked them up. If you could pray against those that our children would not get on those websites.
And Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your absolute perfect will. And Father, those things that's coming through distractions right now, every pop-up, Father, those right now, Lord God, that we even try to, that's pleasing to the eyes right now, Lord God, every website of deception right now, we come up against it right now, and Lord, that we just ask right now, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, even call to mind, to be seared right now, and you would restore right now, renew the vision of the people right now, Lord God, that they will not be easily distracted, easily disturbed. Father, they will not enter in right now, though, that every door that was trying to open, Father, I just pray that it is welded shut right now, that every old key has been thrown away and totally annihilated right now in Jesus' name. But, Father, I just pray that they remain, continue to remain focused forward on the things of you right now, Lord God. We just pray right now, Lord God, even for parental vision right now, Lord God. And, Father, those things right now, Lord God, that were so easily beset them, that will cause them not to focus, Lord God, even on that. On their classwork, Lord God, even hearing instruction from the parents and those elders right now, Lord God. And Father, I just pray right now, Lord God, that you would continue to keep them right now, Lord God. Bring those things back to remembrance right now. You said that if you train them up, Lord God, the way they should go, Lord God, they should not depart from it. So, Father, we just pray your word of truth that will continue right now, Lord God, to go before even the thoughts right now, even the intents, Lord God, every youth worldwide, nationwide, Father, like never before, in Jesus' name. And I thank you right now for the restoration. Lord God, we just pray for peace right now. Lord God, even as they go on computers and, Father, they would go even on their phones and their tablets right now, Lord God, even on television, Father, that, Lord God, they're allowed to make right in contact like never before is in Jesus' name. And, Father, even those, Lord God, even that was dealt with any trauma, Lord God, Father, that you would restore whatever the moth, locust, the kingworm, and the palm of Eden. But, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the turnaround and the breakout, the breakthrough, and the breakthrough in every area of their life. Father, because you are the lifters of bow down here, but you know the thoughts that you have toward them. And, Father, hallelujah, do create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit within them. And, Father, that you would order their steps right now, that you would be that cloud in the day and the fire by night. But, Lord, I thank you right now, as Lord God, even as you continue to go before them right now, Lord God, that, Lord, allow them to be mindful to sanctify themselves right now, but teach them and equip them, Lord God, and Father, how to strengthen them right now, even in those areas that are weak. But, Father, how I thank you right now that the joy of you will be their strength. But, Father, they will submit unto you and resist the devil. And, Lord God, and those things will flee from them. But, Father, you will call them to flee in several ways. But so we thank you right now for the healing. Well, we thank you right now for the breakthrough. And we thank you right now for the turnaround in their life right now, Lord God, that you would also give them rest. And, Father, we speak peace over their mind and even over their equipment and every electronic device that they touch, they put into their hands to do. Father, even those things that they put their hands to do, Lord God, allow them to do them to you in a spirit of excellence right now, Lord God. And we just come up against the works of the enemy, those things that were trying to attach itself or follow or cause happy hindrance, anything that's coming through the generational right now, Lord God, even through, Lord God, association, the blood of Jesus against it right now, that you would cause a disconnect, Lord God, allow them to disassociate right now, Lord God, and Father, remove themselves right now, Lord God, even from those that have a hidden agenda, a wrong motive right now, Lord God, that's even going on these things right now, Lord God, every spirit of lust, Father, every, Lord God, every ungodly desire, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God, and I thank you right now that you're giving them a sound mind, but as we speak those things that be not as though they are, and we thank you right now for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit and what you're doing, even though, God, even in your people's lives, that eyes have not seen nor ears have heard, Lord God, they will remain forward on the things of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Marion, if you could pray for protection for our children from seen and unseen dangers.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now, Lord God. I bring all of our children before you right now. Lord God, you know there's so much evil right now that's surrounding our children right now. I pray right now a special anointing, a special covering over them right now. Cover them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. Cover them from any sickness, illness, or disease. Cover them from anything upon them that's not of you right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Let them be able to go out and play, Lord God, without the fear of somebody trying to kidnap them right now, Lord God. Cover all of them, Lord God. Let them be able to enjoy their young life without being fearful of somebody trying to snatch them right now, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children in all of the countries right now, Lord God. I pray protection over them right now, Lord God. Protection in the name of Jesus. Let no weapons come against them. No weapons come against them. Shall and will not prosper right now in the name of Jesus, because they will have the shield of protection over them, Lord God. Let your angels encamp round about them, Lord God, to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Keep them under your care right now, Lord God. Keep them under your protection right now, Lord God. Lord, I thank you right now, and I praise you. Let them all be conscious of their surroundings where they are right now, Lord God, and pay attention to when they cross the street. Pay attention to when they're out playing right now, Lord God. Let them focus on just playing right now, but be conscious of their surroundings right now, Lord God. Once again, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their heads right now, Lord God, to the soles of their feet. Protection right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for parents to nurture their children, that they would spend time, hug and hold them, that they would know how to speak to them, talk to them with kindness and love and consideration. We pray, Lord God, that they would not bring their children anger, that they would speak to them in an anger way or cause the children angry and upset or frustrated all the time. But they would speak to them in a loving manner. They would treat them in a loving manner, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for parents to take time to listen to their children, to listen to what their children had to say, to listen to how their day was, to listen to their frustrations, their upsets, even when they hurt themselves, that they would not just say, you know, get away from me. I'm too busy. I'm cooking. I'm on the phone. But parents would take time to be loving and kind to their children, oh God, because parents are their first teachers. You said parents teach them in the morning when they get up, in the afternoon, and at nighttime. Teach them that I am the one true and only God. Teach them. Write it on the TV. Put it on the internet. Put it on their cell phones. Put it on any kind of social media that I am the only true God. Teach them how to pray. Teach them how to sing. Teach them how to listen to my word. Teach them how to memorize scripture. So, Father, I thank you that your word will be written on the tables of the children's hearts to learn what it means to nurture, what it means to take time. I thank you for family time coming again, that they're not eating in different rooms, but the parents are teaching them how to have table etiquette, how to have, you know, how to sit at the table, how to sit in the car. I pray they put seat belts on them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, while they're riding, so that if someone hit them behind, Lord God, they're protected. They won't go through the windows or through the doors. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will continually listen to their children. When they say mama, they won't yell. And when they say daddy, they won't yell. And they go like, come here, baby. What is it? Tell mama what it is. Tell daddy what it is. I want to know. Well, in school, what happened? Playground, what happened? I think that they'll be concerned about every aspect of the children's lives, that parents will begin to put social media down and not have it be more important than their child or their children, that they would take time to listen. They would take their children, talking to them. They're not going to be on the cell phone and tell the person, wait a minute, I'll be right there. No, they'll hang up and spend time with their children, that their children would know that they are valuable, that their children would know that they are valued and loved and cared about in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless and honor you. We thank you for the nurturing parents. Teach them how to nurture. Teach us all how to nurture the children in a loving, loving way, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Sister Lanny, could you pray for godly friends and associates for the children? Godly friends and associates for the children. Sister Lanny, are you there?
I'm here. Okay. I'm here. Could you give me the request for prayer again, please?
Sure. Could you pray for godly friends and associates for our children?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are asking now that the children will be granted godly friends and associates to help them to learn about who you are, help them to know who you are, help them to desire to know you. Father, we pray that these friends will have such joy and such peace and such expectation, that desire for what they see from their friends, they would want to know the source of this joy and this peace. So, God, as we continue to pray for children, we know that if they don't hear, they can never learn. So, God, we continue to pray that they will be taught the word of God, and they will be taught the love of God, and that will help them to know how to be themselves an associate that is loving and kind and at peace and have joy and have peace and have the love of you in their hearts, and that they desire to know other children like them. God, I pray that the children already who know you, that have been at school, at church, or various places they be, in the park, wherever they show up, I pray, God, that you will give them courage to allow the light that you have put in them to shine, so that light will be reflected on others, and other children will be drawn to that light by the example of these other children. Father, I pray for those children who have the light, the children without the light won't try to smother it out, but they will be drawn to want to be like them rather than to be a bully or to hurt them. So, God, this kind of peace come only by divine intervention of Holy Spirit in the earth. We pray for the presence, thy presence. We pray for angelic assistance where needed. We pray that we plead the blood and we release. You say you sent your word and heal them. So, Father, there's no way we could ever give around hoping for joy and peace and expectation in children that's good without you. Hallelujah. You are the source. The song told and praise say you are the source of our joy, but your word has already said that if you're not the Lord of it, we don't need it. So we pray, God, for our children to desire the good things, to desire friends that are peaceable, desire friends that are kind and loving, and that you will guide them to know that there are benefits when they allow themselves to be loving, to be kind, and be around people such as this. Give the children courage to stand up in the hard times when they have been challenged by these other children who don't have light. We pray, God, that you will give them the ability to shine through no matter what, that they'll have the courage that only you can give. We do pray this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that hope will come, peace will come, your word will be shared, light will come, and these children will have hope and will desire to have friends around with this kind of joy. It is in the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen, thank you. Sister Vivian, if you could pray for Christian parents to teach their children how to pray, how to read the Bible, and establish a relationship with Jesus.
Thank you, Father. I do lift up, O God, Christian parents to you, O God, that are using your name, O Father God, that proclaiming that they are Christians, Lord, but they don't teach their children, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh, God, we don't want to be, being a phony and saying that we're Christian, but be true Christian and teaching the children how to become loving like Christ said. Oh, Father God, you told us that we are to walk in your footsteps. So as we, oh, God, tries to follow after you, we would teach the children, oh God, to follow hard after you, oh Father God, that they will learn the things of God at an early age, oh God. You said in your word, and bring them up in the early age, that when they get old, they won't depart, God. We believe, God, if there's no phoniness in us, oh God, there won't be no, the devil can't come in and steal and kill our children, oh God. They will not go astray after strange gods, oh God, but God, they'll remember the truth that was taught in their homes, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring before you, God, those parents, oh God, that desire the truth in their hearts, oh God, that they will, oh God, obey your will and your way, oh God, and walk in, oh God, your way, oh God, and teach, oh God, your way is the right way, that no other God is like you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that we want the truth and we want to walk according to the truth. Oh, God, that's the only thing that will keep us set free. Oh, Father God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch in every way, oh,
God, that Sister D just named right now, God. Oh, Father God, that Father God, the ways of you, oh God, will be, oh God, the way, not the ways of the world, but the way of Jesus. And we want to continue in that way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Brother James, if you could pray that our children will be taught pure thoughts, like in Philippians 4:8, it says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. That our children are taught to think on those things. Brother James, you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm breaking up, having a bad request.
I'm sorry. Can you still pray?
Yes, I'm trying to move around in a different area. Can you hear me?
Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Do you need me to make say that again?
Yes, please do.
Okay. I was saying, would you pray that parents would teach their children to think on those things, like in Philippians 4:8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, think on these things. Any praise, think on these things.
And Father, right now, Lord God, hallelujah, we just thank you right now, Lord God, as we, Lord God, we just pray right now, Lord God, as they use, Lord God, they speak those things that be not as though they are, and they will speak words of encouragement, uplifting, and motivation to your people right now. And Father, they would teach them how to speak right now, words to build and not tear down. And Father, that you would, Lord God, they would move right now, Lord God, even concerning themselves right now, Lord God. So we thank you for your word of truth, that your word is a healer, it is a deliverer, and it is a way maker. And I think you're making a way already in advance, Lord God, hallelujah, like never before us in Jesus' name. And Father, Lord God, Lord, anything right now, every thinking, every dead thinking, detrimental thinking, distorted thinking, and anything that is not of you right now, Lord God, that even try to enter into the minds and the hearts of the people right now, Lord God, they would speak right now the opposite, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God. And Father, allow them not to be easily moved out of their position and then focus on their condition. But Lord God, they would, Father, that the eyes of their understanding are being opened even more right now. And Father, they would speak right now blessings and not curses right now, Lord God. And even though you said that the tongue, Lord God, is a powerful weapon that no man can tame, but Lord, I just pray right now, Lord God, that they would practice those things right now, Lord God, practice those things of peace and practice those things right now, Lord God, of encouragement right now. And as they speak your word of truth right now, Lord God, that your people will be healed, delivered, and made free right now, Lord God. They will speak some things in existence right now, Lord God. So I thank you that you're already raising up atmosphere changes, Lord God, as they speak into the atmosphere, they speak into situations, even into lives right now, that lives will change right now and circumstances will shift right now, Lord God, and even in the atmosphere like never before, it's in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God, as you're moving upon them right now, Lord God. And Father, allow the words of their mouth and the testimony of their heart be accepted into your sight right now, Lord God. And Father, they would continue to, Lord God, shift them, Lord God, even to a place called there. And Lord, even among their among their enemies right now, Lord God, that you've already prepared a table for them, even in the presence of their enemies right now, Lord God. And Father, I thank you for keeping them, Lord God. But you know the thoughts that you have toward them, a good and not an evil, Lord God. So we just, as we continue to pray and lift them up, Lord God, we just decree it that they should, Lord God, they shall fulfill the purpose and plan that you have for their life. Lord God, they will speak blessings right now, Lord God, increase in favor, not only of their lives right now, but even the lives of others right now, Lord God. And Father, they would, Lord God, even speak things in existence right now, Lord God. So we thank you right now for your word of truth. We thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, for even what you're using them, even in this season right now, Lord God. Lord God, even to speak those things that in existence right now, Lord God. So I thank you right now, Lord God, as you're raising up these superstructures, even in such a time like this, to speak your word with a level of authority and boldness. So I ask right now by faith that you would
touch the lips and the tongues of the youth right now in Jesus' name, that your word will be like fire and your people will be like wood. It will be a consuming fire right now. It will consume those things that is not of the people right now and fill them with the fullness of you. So I thank you for the souls that's being won. I thank you for the Lord God as you're speaking, Lord, as they speak right now, Lord God, those things in existence right now, Lord God, as their people come before, Lord God, even those right now, Lord God, there'll be salvation, healing, and deliverance will be take care in their lives, that signs and wonders will follow them right now, Lord God. So we thank you right now, Lord God, for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Amen. Sister Marion, can you pray for our children to be saved at an early age and establish a relationship with Jesus?
Okay. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that you help our children to learn of God at an early age right now, Lord God. Let their parents take them to church, to Sunday school. Let them learn about the Bible right now, Lord God. Let them learn how to read the Bible. Let them learn the books of the Bible. Let them learn how to pray. Let them read the scriptures and ask questions about the scriptures. Let them be taught right now, Lord God. So let their parents bring them to church so they can get the knowledge and the understanding of the word that they need right now. So they want they'll be able to deal with the demons out in the world. If they know the word and they trust in the word, just let them learn the word right now, Lord God. Instill it in their Holy Spirit right now, Lord God. Instill your word in them, Lord God. Give them knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of your word right now, Lord God. Let their parents take them to church so they can be taught. Let them be taught at home also, Lord God, where they can go out and spread your word to their friends that are not saved. Let them get saved at an early age right now, oh God, and continue to grow up in your word. Continue to grow up serving you right now, oh God. So many of our youth, they grow up in church and go away to college. They go astray and they forget about you, Lord God. I'm praying that that does not happen to our children right now, Lord God. Let them learn about you at an early age and let them continue to stay and walk in your word right now in the name of Jesus. Help them to know that your word is the truth and the light right now, Lord God, that nothing comes to pass unless it comes through you, Lord God. Let them be up on your word right now, Lord God, so when they come with a situation in the world, they will have a scripture to throw at that word that's in the world that would shoot that word down because the word of God will come forth. Let them continue to learn. Let them continue to process your word, Lord God, and to store it in their minds right now, Lord God, and to store it in their hearts right now, Lord God, creating them a clean heart, Lord God, where they can accept your word and keep your word within their hearts right now, Lord God, and look to your word in whatever situation they come across, Lord God, because there's an answer in the Bible for everything that you may come in contact with. Let them continue to read your word, to study your word, so they'll know what scriptures to go to if they have a situation. Just continue to keep their mind focused on you, Lord God, and on your word right now, Lord God. Give them peace right now, Lord God, within themselves right now, Lord God. If they stay in your word, Lord God, stay in your presence, Lord God, give them peace. Give them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. This is my prayer in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Ossie, could you pray for children to honor God?
Okay. Father God, we lift up the prayer of children to honor you. Father God, we ask that the traction be there of your word to draw them in, Father God. Father God, let them learn of your many names, Father God. I just learned the hundredth name in the Quran, Father God. God everywhere, God nowhere, God enough. Let that be the seed for this honor prayer, Father God. I would like to see documentation or statistics, but Father God, I know that's not realistic. So I'm going to counted as credited because you're good for it, Father God. So honor it is. It will be a new thing for children to pick up and will love to do. And they will grow up and they'll teach their children and their children teach their children to honor you and the honor of God. So in Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our children to be equipped and prepared at home, at school, at church, to deal with situations, circumstances that they are facing or will have to face in the future. Your word says trials come to make them stronger. And we know they're going to have trials. We know that they're going to be in situations. But, Lord, we pray that they will be equipped, oh God, to handle everything that handle bullying, handle drug addiction. They'll be able to handle all kind of addictions that come up. They won't run to get an alcohol. They won't run to get a quick fix. But they will call on your name like Daniel. Oh, God, when he was set up and he was put in the lion's den, he had a great relationship with you, so much so that you shut the mouth of the lion. Help our children to have such a great relationship with you that you shut the mouth of every lion that's roaring at them, every giant that's coming upon them, every Goliath that's trying to take their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the children. We thank you, Lord God, that you are preparing them for different situations in the name of Jesus, that there'll be discussions in youth groups about what to do if this happens, what to do if that happens, realistic situations that churches will begin to have and parents will begin to sit down and talk to them, say, listen, when I was your age, this happened to me. Somebody came to me with this offer, and I said, no, I won't yield to temptation, but I will yield to God. And so I think that our children will not yield to temptation. They'll avoid temptation. And they'll come to you because yielding temptation is sin. So, Father, I thank you that our children will not yield to drugs. They won't yield to alcohol. They won't yield to prostitution. They won't yield to bad language. They won't yield to being bullied. They won't yield to all kind of things that are wicked and evil. But they will run into your presence. They will seek your face, and they'll say, Lord, this situation is coming up. How do I handle it? They'll know even how to take tests. They won't get nervous so much so that, but I thank you for confidence that the children will begin to have in you, knowing that you have the answer for them in every situation. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, it's time to close out. I thank God for each of you all coming on today. I thank you all for your love and support. I thank you that you care about the children. I have a testimony, quick testimony. Yesterday I was out in a store, and, you know, we've been praying every week for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and baby Devin. So yesterday I went in the store, and I was in there a while, and I looked up, and I saw baby Revere's aunt, the one that told us about baby Revere. I asked her how he was doing. She said he's doing much better. So she said, thank everybody for their prayers. So I thank God that, she, you know, she and I connected yesterday. So he's doing a whole lot better. He's now 2 years old. I talked to baby Chloe's mother today. She's doing, oh, my God. God is doing miraculous things in these babies' lives. Most of them we've been praying for since they were months old, and now they're going on, they're two going on 3 years old. So we are praising our Father that the babies are getting so much better. And before we know it, that total healing is going to come in their bodies. They'll be completely healed. Baby Chloe's mother told me a few months ago, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, she met a young lady that was completely healed of what her baby has gone through, the liver transplant and all these things. So we know that God is a healer, and he hears our prayers. So don't stop praying. Pray every day for our children. Don't miss a day. They need your prayers. And I love each of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out, stop from your presence. We thank you for the children that came saying today and pray. We thank you for Adelaide Johnson. We thank you for Sister Julia's great-grandson and her nephew, Joe. We thank you for Zaire there and King. We thank you for all that you're doing on the children's behalf. Bless the children that they make a special effort, their parents, to bring them on. So we thank God for them. Lord, encourage the children. Protect them, oh God. Give them special gifts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. For every family represented on here today, oh God, walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Thank you, Lord God, that the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer in Jesus' name. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Don't forget, Wednesday midweek, 12 o'clock at Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Love you.
I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.